Politically Correct Bedtime Stories by James Finn Garner. Once upon a time there were three little pigs who lived together in mutual respect and harmony with their environment. Using materials that were indigenous to the area, they each built a beautiful house. One pig built a house of straw, one a house of sticks, and one a house of dung, clay, and creeper vines shaped into bricks and baked in a small kiln. When they were finished, the pigs were satisfied with their work and settled back to live in peace and self-determination. But their idyll was soon shattered. One day along came a big, bad wolf with expansionist ideas. He saw the pigs and grew very hungry in both a physical and an ideological sense. When the pigs saw the wolf, they ran into the house of straw. The wolf ran up to the house and banged on the door, shouting, "Little pigs! Hey, little pigs! Let me in!" The pig shouted back, "Your gunboat tactics hold no fear for pigs defending their homes and culture!" But the wolf wasn't to be denied what he thought was his manifest destiny. So he huffed and he puffed and he blew down the house of straw. The frightened pigs ran to the house of sticks with the wolf in hot pursuit. At the house of sticks, the wolf again banged on the door and shouted, little pigs, let me in!" The pig shouted back, "Go to hell, you carnivorous imperialist oppressor!" At this, the wolf chuckled condescendingly. He thought to himself, "Oh, they are so childlike in their ways. It will be a shame to see them go, but progress cannot be stopped." So the wolf huffed and puffed and blew down the house of sticks. The pigs ran to the house of bricks with the wolf close at their heels. Where the house of sticks had stood, other wolves built a timeshare condo resort complex for vacationing wolves, with each unit a fiberglass reconstruction of the house of sticks, as well as native curio shops, snorkeling and dolphin shows. At the house of bricks, the wolf again banged on the door and shouted, little pigs, let me in!" This time, in response, the pigs sang songs of solidarity and wrote letters of protest to the United Nations. By now, the wolf was getting angry at the pig's refusal to see the situation from the carnivore's point of view. So he huffed and puffed and huffed and puffed, then, he grabbed his chest and fell over dead from a massive heart attack brought on from eating too many fatty foods. The three little pigs rejoiced that justice had triumphed and did a little dance around the corpse of the wolf. Their next step was to liberate their homeland. They gathered together a band of other piglets who'd been forced off their lands. This new brigade of porkinistas attacked the resort complex with machine guns and rocket launchers and slaughtered the cruel wolf oppressors, sending a clear signal to the rest of the hemisphere not to meddle in their internal affairs. Then the pigs set up a model socialist democracy with free education, universal health care, and affordable housing for everyone. The wolf in this tale was a metaphorical construct. No actual wolves were harmed in the writing of the story.